This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, in honor of International Podcast Day, which is today, if you're listening to this episode on the day it goes live, which is September 30th, we are talking about why and how podcasts add so much to our happiness. But first, what's something making us more happier? Elizabeth, I think I can guess what is making you more happier.
Oh my gosh, Gretch, I am on cloud nine. I'm not just happier, I'm on cloud nine because the strike, the WGA strike is over. Gretch, it went on for months.
It felt like a year. I was surprised that it was only 5 months.
Felt
I was like
a decade.
Wasn't it 18 months?
But we held strong. Our solidarity was strong. And we're going to have a fair deal for writers. And now I've got to mention, we need a fair deal for SAG-AFTRA. Mm.
And what is that for people who don't know what SAG-AFTRA is?
Yes, SAG-AFTRA is the actors. Mm-hmm. So the actors also are on strike, I believe, not quite at 100 days, but approaching it. Mm. We want to get all of us back to work. But this is a huge first step. So yay, yay, yay. I am very, very happy.
Yay. Well, I am so happy too. I was following every update to see like, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? And I was so happy when you sent us a text saying, looks like this is it.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And also, speaking of calendar dates, like International Podcast Day, tomorrow is the feast day of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who is one of my most important spiritual teachers. I just reread her memoir, Story of a Soul, for like the 1,000th time for my summer of rereading, in fact. And, you know, I love using the calendar as a catalyst for reflection. And one of the lovely things about the feast day of St. Thérèse is so many listeners know how much I love St. Thérèse. So I often get messages saying like, oh, you know, just thinking of you today, which makes me so very, very happy to think that people realize how much St. Thérèse means to me. So it makes me very happy. Thank you. And it makes me happy just to think about St. Thérèse as well as the strike being over. Very different things, but both happiness boosters.
Yes. All right, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about something else that makes us happy, which is quality audio time. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Elizabeth, we often have a segment of quality screen time, but today, in honor of International Podcast Day, it is quality audio time. And one of the things that may be no surprise, since it's a podcast, we often talk about how listening to podcasts is one of the easiest and most accessible ways to make our lives happier, healthier, more productive, more creative, just more fun.
Yes, podcasts are amazing. One way that a lot of us like to use podcasts is for edutainment.
Yes, right. What is edutainment? I love that word.
Yeah. So it's education and entertainment combined. Yes. It allows us to learn, but in an entertaining way. So you might want to learn about the stock market. Yeah. You can listen to podcasts to learn about the stock market. You might want to learn about Mozart. Yes. You can listen to podcasts to learn about Mozart. I mean, there is nothing you can't find in a podcast and learn a lot about, and usually from numerous sources.
Yes. Yeah. No, science, history, art, policy, tech, books, your favorite TV show, sports, news. I mean, I'm really interested in China. I just started listening. The Wall Street Journal has a podcast called Drum Tower. I just found that. And I'm like, now I've got this whole new source of great information about China.
Yeah. And Gretchen, you can really follow your idiosyncratic interests.
So true.
Because there are so many niche podcasts, right? For me, this isn't so niche, but I love The Housewives. Yeah. I listen to several housewife podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I don't just listen to one. I probably listen to five different ones every single week. I like hearing all these different people's takes on the same episode. I also, you know, I'm very interested in cults.
Yes.
So I listen to several cult podcasts, and it's just, there's never enough for me. I'll always find another podcast. My latest thing is Sam Bankman Fried, that trial.
Yeah.
I will find every podcast about SBF.
Yeah. No, I found one and I sent it to you. I was like, oh my gosh, has Elizabeth seen this one yet? Because I know she just can't get enough. It's so exciting when you find a new one, when there's something that you're interested in and you're like, oh my gosh, here it is. I have got a whole new source on this. It's just the best feeling. You know, one of the things, it makes time feel rich, because even if there's sort of downtime, you feel like, oh, I have a great thing to make that time exciting and interesting.
Yes. And it can lead you to reading more about stuff, too.
I read much more widely because I listen to podcasts like Backlisted, which I love. What Should I Read Next? The New York Times Book Review podcast. A podcast that I like, and this is not a podcast for everyone, so believe me, this is not for everyone, but the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project unexpectedly has really very advanced and sophisticated reading recommendations. I've gotten a lot of great, great reading recommendations, which if you know that podcast slightly, you'll be very surprised by. If you know it well, you will not be surprised. But Elizabeth, I don't know about you, but have you noticed that just in everyday conversation, like you'll be talking about something and people will just start to say like, oh yeah, I heard a podcast episode about this. It just feels like a source of information and engagement that is becoming more and more pervasive.
Constantly.
Even funny things like, oh, here's a funny fact about doorbells. And somebody will just pop off with some interesting historical fact about doorbells. And you're like, where'd you hear that? And they're like, I heard a podcast episode about it.
Yes, it's really true. Everybody's got a podcast for everything. A lot of cocktail party talk surrounding podcasts.
Well, and speaking of the happiness that podcasts can bring, that brings me to the tool for the spotlight on a tool, which is the gift of podcast. And we talk about this from time to time, especially around the holidays, because it's a great gift. But if you go to happiercast.com/gift of podcast, it allows you to create a certificate where you can have a physical thing that you give to someone where you're giving them a podcast. Because obviously, they can get the podcast themselves in whatever smartphone they use. But you're saying, like, for our father, I was like, I think that you will like In Our Time. You will love this podcast about history. It's exactly your kind of thing. And this would be, if I wanted to put it in his stocking, I could say, here's the name of it. I'm giving it to you. This is why I think you like it. So it's just sort of a fun way. And then, you know, it doesn't cost any money. It's not anything that you buy. It doesn't add to the landfill. it's something people already have and maybe they don't know that they have it. And so it's a fun tool. So if you want it, you obviously don't need this certificate, but if you want something you can print out, it's at happiercast.com/gift of podcast.
Yes, I love the gift of podcast. Gretch, coming up, we are going to talk about how podcasts help us become healthier and keep our good habits. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Now, talking about why podcasts are such a great tool to help us become happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative, you might say, but how can listening to podcasts make you healthier? How does that work? Well, here are some ways. One is the strategy of pairing. So in my book, Better Than Before, I talk about the 21 strategies we can use to make or break our habits. And one of them is the strategy of pairing. And this is where you take something that you really want to do or love to do, and you pair it with something that you really need to do. So you might, if there's medication you have to take every day, you put it near the coffee pot and you're like, I can't have my first cup of coffee until I take my medication, because you might skip the medication, but you really don't want to skip the coffee. So you pair them together. It's not that one is a reward for the other. It's just that they always go together. And what a lot of people have said is that they will use a podcast that they really enjoy, and they'll pair it to something like being on the treadmill.
Or walking the dog.
Yes. It's something that you might enjoy less. It makes it more enjoyable. Or if it's something that you might skip, it makes you more inclined to do it because there's some aspect of it that's really appealing. So, Elizabeth, you often will pair the treadmill with the Real Housewives in some way, whether that's watching them on TV or listening to a podcast, because that makes it much more likely that you're going to want to do that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, during the strike, Gretch, I was pairing podcasts with picketing. So I would picket and listen to my favorite podcasts, and that was very useful.
Yeah, so it's a great thing for just keeping certain kinds of habits. I would say especially habits related to exercise and chores seems to be where they often come up.
Yes.
Another thing is in episode 449, just recently, we were talking about how the research showing that more and more people are using podcasts to help them fall asleep or fall back asleep or to relax. We'll link again to the soporific episode, which was so funny. But this is something where I'm such a sleep zealot. Anything that helps me fall asleep faster or sleep more deeply or go back to sleep, I find really valuable. And podcasts have made a huge difference. I think part of it is that you don't ruminate about the fact that you're not falling asleep. Because you know how you can get so worked up about the fact that you're awake and how tired you're going to be in the morning and how long it's been since you've been asleep. That itself keeps you awake. And having something to think about, I think actually, it circumvents that bad pattern for me.
You do this, I do this, mom does this. And what's great, I mean, I know we've mentioned it before, but it's such an amazing feature. I have to mention it again, which is that you can have a sleep timer. So you can very easily in 1 second set your podcast to go off in 15 minutes or half an hour or 45 minutes so that you don't wake up in the middle of the night and it's still going.
Right.
But as you said, I will, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like I might have trouble falling back asleep, I'll turn on a podcast, again, to help me not sit there and worry about not sleeping. Right. And it almost always works.
Well, and here's a funny thing I think people might not expect, which is that you can engage with people through podcasts. So in a couple of different ways. So a funny way is the parasocial relationships from podcasts. So a parasocial relationship is a one-sided relationship. And this is where you feel like you're having an emotional connection with somebody who doesn't know you. Often we have these with celebrities or like a sports figure or maybe a television newscaster. It's somebody where you're seeing them, listening to them, and feeling like you're getting a sense of their personality, but they don't know who you are. Now, sometimes people assume that that's sort of unhealthy, but actually research shows that unless you're at the extreme, they're kind of good for the majority of people who engage in them. Obviously, they don't replace real relationships, but they can give you a feeling of just companionship and taking interest in someone else. I just started listening to a podcast called Hard Fork. And I just like those two hosts. I like hanging out with them. You know, I'm like smiling along with them in their conversation. Binge Mode, of course, which is one of my longtime favorite podcasts. I truly feel deeply interested in them as people, which is completely one-sided, which I recognize. And yet it still does give me that feeling of connection, which is very pleasing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel that way about so many hosts, Gretchen, which is why the host is very important often when it comes to podcasting, because you feel so connected to that person. I think maybe it's just their voice is in your ear. It feels very intimate. Yeah, you'll know so many details about their life. Yes. So you're following what's, you know, oh, they went on their summer vacation. They had their honeymoon. Oh, they're child now is in kindergarten.
But you know, Elizabeth, we're on the other side of that too, where I think people have feel like they have a relationship with us. And I would say we feel delighted by that. Sometimes people feel almost apologetic when they come up and they say, oh, I feel like I know you or something. We love that. We've been on the other side. We welcome that. We love that. So if you see us, we really, really enjoy engaging with listeners. And so, you know, always do it if there's an opportunity.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Someone will come up and say, I like getting to the airport early too, Elizabeth. I understand.
Well, and the corgi thing, Elizabeth, that's become, it's funny.
Got a lot of people sharing about corgis, which I love. And then another way, Gretchen, that podcasts are amazing in terms of just like our health, not just physical, but mental, is that podcasts increase connection.
Yes.
So for instance, you and I and Eliza and Eleanor, your daughters, will share podcasts with each other that we think each other would like. And it's a way for us to kind of bond, to be in touch, to know what the others are interested in, and it strengthens our relationship.
Right. I mean, if you had to pick like what is the secret to happiness or what's the most important element of happiness, you'd say connection with other people. And this is just a little way to connect. And I know you and Eleanor and Eliza, you guys love a grift.
Yes.
You cannot get enough grift stories. I like an occasional grift story, but not like you guys. And so it's funny because I know Eliza and Eleanor, they'll be like, I'm going to text Elizabeth because I found this podcast that I know she's going to love. And so again, it's that feeling of like someone's thinking of me. I'm reminded of somebody, we're sharing something. And then when you see each other, you can talk about it because it's something that you've gone out of your way to share. So it deepens that sense of connection.
Absolutely. By the way, Gretch, if anyone's looking for a really interesting grift podcast, check out Scamanda. Mm-hmm. That's one the three of us all loved.
Yeah, that's great. And here's a way that I had not thought about using podcasts, but a friend of mine told me about this. So, and that's about dealing with anxiety. And this goes back to the parasocial relationships. So a friend of mine is a very, very nervous flyer. And, you know, usually when she was flying, she was with somebody else. And so that alleviated her anxiety. But there was one time where she had to fly by herself and it happened to be a lot of turbulence. And so she was feeling very anxious. And so she thought, oh, I'll listen to Gretchen's podcast and that'll comfort me because I'll feel like Gretchen's with me and talking to me. So she just listened to the podcast. And I thought that that was so sweet. And I thought that's a really good tool to have in your toolbox, which is maybe download some episodes of something that you find very comforting, of some voices that give you that feeling of companionship about something that is amusing and interesting to you. And then if there is something where you're really anxious, like you're a nervous flyer, you have that as something to help you calm down, because I could exactly imagine why that would have made me feel calmer.
Yeah, Gretchen, my friend Jahan lives overseas a lot of the time, and I know she listens to our podcast just to sort of feel a bit of home, to hear my voice and feel some home. So that's nice.
That's great. And then finally, if there are podcasts that you love and you would like to do something to do a good deed for those podcasts, to show your appreciation for the podcast, you know, we say it often, but if you rate, review, and follow, it really helps the podcast that you like find more audience, which is what they need and what they love. And so if you want to know how to rate and review, because it's not hard, but it's a little tricky if you haven't done it before, if you go to happiercast.com/rating, it's very easy instructions. And that really is something that is very much appreciated by the podcast that you listen to.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, finally, what's our quotation this week?
Oh, and this is about the things that we enjoy. This comes from C.S. Lewis, Reflections on the Psalms. And this is a lightly edited version. He wrote, "I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It is frustrating to have discovered a new author and not to be able to tell anyone how good he is, to come suddenly at the end of the road upon some mountain valley of unexpected grandeur, and then to have to keep silent because the people with you care for it no more than a tin can in the ditch, to hear a good joke and find no one to share it with. This is so even when our expressions are inadequate, as of course they usually are."
Love it.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier, Gretchen. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Elizabeth, you know, finding a podcast, a new podcast that you love, reminds me of finding a new author that you love and finding out they have like 10 books on the shelf, and you just are so delighted because you think, oh my goodness, I have all of this in front of me and I've just started. It's the best feeling.
Such a good feeling.
From the Onward Project.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.